For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Now, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, and wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, when we left Ma's beloved Fay yesterday, she was high on a hilltop with Spencer Grayson, looking down on Rushville Center as the old year died and the new year was born. And in another sense, too, our Fay was on a hilltop. She was happy. Now, we've known for many months now Fay's need for love, the aching need in her generous and so long, empty heart. Is Spencer Grayson the man? Well, right now we find Fay and Spencer, very late at night or early in the morning, in Spencer's extravagantly expensive convertible, pulling up to a little roadside diner. Listen.
See, there's a sign. Told you it'd be open. There, Spencer.
Oh, nightlife in Brown County. This gay nightclub doesn't seem to be very well patronized.
It's not a gay nightclub. Just Al's all-night diner. No, there don't seem to be any cars around. Not even Al's. It's open, though.
Yeah. You stay there and let me fetch you. Perhaps your Al is a philosopher. He doesn't want too much business.
It's not that. He stays open for the bus. It's a bus stop. But, you know, you don't have to fetch me.
But I want to fetch you.
Nope. I'm very independent.
Isn't it queer? The young ladies I want to help are always so independent. And the young ladies I never think of helping, they're the ones who want to be helped.
Oh, you who's the philosopher.
Fay, you're adorable. You having fun tonight?
Oh, Spencer, if I dare tell you how much fun, I have to blush. It's been wonderful.
You have the most disarming quality. You say things that I can't remember any other girl ever saying.
Oh, goody, we're going to talk about me. Tell me more, Professor.
Well, just for that, I won't tell you another word. Permit me?
Thanks.
Absolutely deserted.
Now, I'd like to sit in a booth, but if you'd rather sit at the counter...
No, booth is fine.
We'll sit in this one in the corner.
You know, Fay, I love to watch you walk on ahead of me. You're very finely made. Everything about you is so neatly turned. Trim. You're very trim.
Somebody named Spencer Grayson's very nice. In here?
Grant? Here, give me a coat. For no fooling, you could be a model if you cared for it. Of course, it's no life being a model, and I suppose you're really too short. You have those perfect bones. Oh, let me put your coat over here.
All right, thanks. I was a model. Did I ever tell you? I was a model for about 8 weeks one time.
Really? Where?
Well, in New York, of course. Well, not a real model. I was a shoe model. Being small, I guess my feet are small. I model for photographs of shoes. What my mother called foot posing.
Foot posing, that's cute. Well, I'm not surprised. You have lovely hands, too. And the bones of your face. Yes, I'm out with a very pretty girl tonight.
Now I'm out with a very flattering gentleman. But a very sweet one.
What'll it be, folks? Morning.
Oh, hello, Al. I want you to meet my friend, Mr. Gregg. Well, you're not Al.
Al's working days. I'm the new night man. What'll it be?
Oh, well, gee, I don't know. Hot chocolate, I guess. Anyway, when you see Al, will you tell him that Faye said Happy New Year? Faye Perkins Henderson.
Yes, ma'am. Won't it be two hot chocolates?
On the other hand, maybe I'll have coffee. Coffee smells so good. What do you want, Spencer?
Wait a minute. In that white cap and white outfit, you look different, and I think you've changed, but aren't you... Wait a minute now.
Wait, I've changed?
No, not you. He's
Nice going, Captain Grayson. Or is it Major Grayson now? I spotted you the minute you came in.
Well, then you are. You're...
That's right, I am.
Wells, Tom Wells.
You know each other?
We do indeed. Two coffees, did you say?
Yeah, two coffees, but, ye gods, Tom, it's been over 5 years. Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, we've got to talk.
Two coffees coming up. I'll see you around, Captain.
Yeah, sure.
You know him, Spencer?
Tom Wells, a pilot. Just about the best darn pilot in our outfit.
What?
I believe he was wounded and captured, but I haven't seen him since England. A wonderful flyer.
And he's working here as a counterman?
Can't understand it. Why, he got the DFC, that's the Distinguished Flying Cross, at least twice that I know of. About the best dicer that ever was.
No, about the best what that ever was?
Those were the boys who did the photo reconnaissance. They'd take these souped-up planes, very fast photographic planes, used to take the guns out so as to add to their speed. They'd fly straight over enemy territory, photographing as they went. Some of their stuff was at extremely high altitudes. Some of their stuff was at treetops. The only protection they had was their speed and their skill. Those are the boys who take off from England in the morning, fly straight across Europe, have lunch at Malta, land in Africa to refuel at dark, then they do it all over again the other way the next morning.
Oh.
Tom used to drive the Germans crazy.
Well, and you were in the same squadron?
The same wing. I was the air intelligence officer. Why, he was about as big a hero as we had. A while before the war ended, he got shot down. Yeah, it all comes back to me. He got shot down and the Germans captured him. Well, I was the one who briefed him on that last hop.
Briefed him? That's the work with the maps and everything.
Yeah, when the intelligence officers, like myself, would explain the mission to the pilots like Tom Wells.
Uh-huh.
I can still remember the way he looked when he walked out of the hut. He stopped and picked up a chocolate bar and put it in his pocket. Well, he and I were pretty darn good friends. We went out together a couple of times.
Well, he seemed very strange, don't you think? He's so pale. Hard to believe that he was a big hero. An aviator. Oh, here he comes.
He has changed. And what the dickens is he doing here? Hey, thanks, Tom. Hey, how about drawing one, sitting down with us?
No, thanks.
Oh, do. Please do.
Well, the boss might not like it, the help sitting with the customers. If you want to pay now, then I can go in the back and get back to my potatoes.
Well, yeah, sure. Oh, for heaven's sakes, Tom. The last time I saw you was... it was just 6 years ago. Sure, Christmas week, 1944, Battle of the Bulge. You walked out of the briefing and picked up that bar of chocolate and you never came back. Then we heard you were a prisoner.
So, what more do you want to know? About the chocolate bar? I never got to eat it. I suppose the first Jerry to pull me out swiped it from me. I never did get to eat it.
For heaven's sakes, Tom, you've got to sit down here. We got a million things to talk about. What you're doing, what I'm doing, when you got back to the States, everything.
Well, what I'm doing, you can see. What you're doing, it's plain to see you doing very well, judging by the soup and fish, judging by the convertible out there. To say nothing of the very attractive gal. Coffee's 10. 2 coffees out of $1. I'll get your change.
Yeah, but... All right. Thanks.
He certainly doesn't seem very friendly.
No. He doesn't. In fact, downright unpleasant. Okay, if that's the way he wants it, we won't let him interfere with our party. Forget it, Faye.
You must be a very strange person. To be such a big hero in the war and now working in a job like this. It's so unpleasant. He's not bad looking, though. Too thin, terribly pale, but oh, let's forget him. He was very rude to you, Spencer. That you, Fay?
Ma, aren't you asleep yet? Mm. Happy New Year, Ma.
I'll turn on my light.
Yes, Happy New Year, child. Joseph came back from the party. He said you'd gone someplace with Mr. Grayson. Was it nice, Fay?
Oh, Ma, I had a wonderful time. Gladys' party was wonderful, and both Spencer and I drink our coffee black. And we met a friend of Spencer's, a Tom Wells, but he wasn't very pleasant, so we'll just forget about Mr. Tom Wells. It was a wonderful New Year's Eve, Ma.
Bless you, child.
He's wonderful, Ma. Not Spencer's friend, I mean Spencer. He's kind and good and gentle and sweet and happy and successful, and life is so smooth and easy and gay when you're with Spencer Grayson. Do you like him, Ma? You do, don't you? Ma, say you like him.
Faye. Oh, my Faye. Yes, child, I like him.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so Spencer finds an old friend in Rushville Center who doesn't seem to choose to be a friend. Ah, but Spencer has another friend, hasn't he? Our beloved Faye, whose feelings suddenly seem deeper than friendship. Well, Ma learns something about her beloved daughter tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.